dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to remember those who have transgressed against the great spirit of inclusion and must henceforth be forever cast into the abyss of dead names. In this moment of our remembrance, we prove with great grief and wailing the sincerity of our noble tolerance. What we once wrongly allowed in the ignorance of white privilege has become the cleansing rite of virtue signaling we use to prove our purity. Join with me now as we remember those we've lost. West Florida High School Dean Rachel Simmons. For the way she spoke to a group of teen girls in an orientation assembly, as you all know, Simmons had the audacity to tell the young women that the way they dress matters, and that boys will react to them differently based on the clothing they choose. Although some have celebrated the candid conversation as necessary and helpful, we of course know better. Because we know that gender is only a construct, it is imperative that we always reinforce the truth that men and women are identical. Thus, Dean Simmons' first mistake was talking only to girls, strike one. Her second mistake was telling the young ladies that they have the ability to influence men based on how they look and should therefore use their sexual appeal wisely. Tragically, by doing this, she implied that women have any power over men at all. As we know, the entire premise of our position on gender is that women are in every way superior to men, and yet also the exact same as men, and yet also completely inferior to men at all times as victims of the patriarchy. I know holding all three in your mind at the same time is challenging, but sometimes the truest truths require an effort to maintain them. If believing what's right were easy, everyone would do it. Strike two. Third, and perhaps worst, she implied that sex is something people should be careful about. In telling her female students to not give it away, make them earn it, Simmons reinforced the repressive view that sex is special and that there is something bad about enjoying it as often as you want with whomever you want and wherever you want, in a backseat, behind a dumpster, or even in a public bathroom. Strike three. As we know, sex is not special, and we must consistently remind our daughters that dressing however they want and sleeping with whomever they want are key goals for us feminists. Dean Simmons undermined all the good progress being made by today's music videos and Instagram influencers, and as such, she must be removed. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Andy Marlette. For making fun of Governor DeSantis's female press secretary by drawing a cartoon of her as a cover girl, need I explain how sexist and misogynistic it is for a man to draw a woman in an unflattering light, even if it's his job to draw people in an unflattering light? But by now, Andy should know that as a white male, he is forbidden to caricature anyone but white males. Because of the power dynamic enjoyed by his elite demographic status, casting scorn upon any gender or racial minority is a microaggression at best and outright oppression at worst. Precisely because we know that women are too weak to handle political criticism from men, we must never allow such a thing. Now, I know some of you may be confused by the fact that Christina Pashaw is a Republican and, as such, generally not deserving of the protections we offer other women. However, and moreover, Andy Marlette has frequently been a useful ally in targeting Republicans for mockery, and so how do we handle this? Well, as we learned from Master Alinsky, we normally don't expel our friends because, you know, winning is everything. However, in this case, there is a greater danger involved. It is precisely because she's a conservative that we must not allow her to claim the victimhood status we normally want to protect only for liberal women as a weapon against conservative men. You see, if we allow Andy's sexism to stand, we would have to sacrifice the carefully crafted outrage gap we currently enjoy as an advantage on this political subject. Although he often colors our way, Andy Marlette must color no more. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
And finally, lest we conclude our service without mentioning the 6'4" elephant statue in the room, I want to say a word about Sheriff David Morgan. Despite all the good he has done for so many years, it is the core of our movement that every person must always be reduced to the single most embarrassing offense they commit. Only in this way can others be truly terrified enough to submit to our righteous judgment by always and only ever doing whatever we currently say is correct. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Oh, sweet voice, save him.
And now, with these cleansing rites performed, may we all go forth in loving tolerance and microaggress no more. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend!